Tiger Woods headed to rehab after entering not guilty plea. By Paul Bois on March 31, 2026. Golf legend Tiger Woods pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor DUI charges on Thursday, before announcing his exit from the sport that made him a household name. Tiger Woods was arrested in Florida last week after refusing to submit to a lawful urine test. He has been charged with property damage and misdemeanor driving under the influence, DUI. On Tuesday, court documents revealed that police found two hydrocodone pills in his pocket after responding to the rollover accident, per ESPN. Woods told authorities that he was looking down at his cell phone and changing the radio station in his Range Rover SUV, which caused him not to see a truck hauling a trailer slowing down, according to the affidavit. Martin County Sheriff's Deputy Tatiana Levener wrote in an arrest affidavit that Woods was sweating profusely and his movement was lethargic and slow while she interviewed him. Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek said Friday that the test of Woods' breath didn't show signs of alcohol. Woods refused to submit to a urinalysis or blood test for other drugs, according to the sheriff. Woods is represented by attorney Douglas Duncan of West Palm Beach, who submitted his not guilty plea to the court on Tuesday and requested a jury trial in Martin County Circuit Court in Stuart, Florida. Duncan represented Woods in his 2017 case, wherein the 15-time champion was arrested on suspicion of DUI after police found him asleep at the wheel of his car. Woods claimed he took a bad mix of painkillers and worked out a plea deal for reckless driving that required him to enter a diversion program. Following his not guilty plea, Woods announced that he would be stepping away from golf to seek treatment and focus on his health. "I know and understand the seriousness of the situation I find myself in today," he said in a statement. "I'm stepping away for a period of time to seek treatment and focus on my health. This is necessary in order for me to prioritize my well-being and work toward lasting recovery. I'm committed to taking the time needed to return to a healthier, stronger, and more focused place, both personally and professionally. I appreciate your understanding and support, and ask for privacy for my family, loved ones, and myself at this time," he added.